I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. Kiss there. And Kiss is playing in Biloxi coming up in a week or so, March 15th. And David Lee Roth is opening. And we've got tickets we're giving away on tomorrow's show. Tomorrow morning, we'll give out a pair of tickets in the 7 o'clock hour, and we'll give out another pair of tickets in the 8 o'clock hour. So that's to go see Kiss. I think this is their 13th farewell tour. And they're opening up a venue in Biloxi, Mississippi. Kiss is opening up a place there. But we've got your tickets to go see them again, March 15th, a little over a week. I'll be listening tomorrow. And you could also win. There's another way to win Kiss tickets. Just download the radio.com app. You should already have that on your phone. That's fantastic. Not only can you listen to our station, Bayou, through the radio.com app, you could listen to a ton of other stations, a ton of music. Just all kinds of great stuff on there. I think you should definitely download the radio.com app. You should have that on your phone. It's free. It don't cost nothing. And you can win Kiss tickets by downloading the radio.com app as well. So if you want to win those tickets, be listening to our show tomorrow. Last night was Super Tuesday. It's a two-man race now to see who's going to run against Donald Trump in November. Bernie Sanders, the socialist, I think he's a communist, and Joe Biden, that's who the Democrats got behind. They had to get behind somebody because, you know, many of the Democrats despised Bernie Sanders. They rigged their primaries 4 years ago. Last time around, Bernie probably would have won, but they wanted Hillary Clinton, and that didn't work out. So now they're rigging them for Joe Biden, the former vice president. And so it's going to be a two-man race between those two. It looks like it's going to be what they call a brokered convention. They haven't had one of those in a long time. Stay tuned. Mike Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, who spent over $500 million, over half a billion dollars out of his own pocket, his own money. The only thing he has won so far is American Samoa. It's a group of islands out in the way out in the South Pacific Ocean, and it's not quite as big as Kenner, Louisiana. America Samoa, interesting place, and they do speak two languages. English is one of the languages they speak there. So if Mike Bloomberg wants to go out there and walk around and brag and pound his chest, he can do that in either English or Samoan. But American Samoan has about 56,000 people who live there. Kenner is a little bit bigger. Kenner has a few more people who live there than in American Samoa. But that's what you get if you spend over $500 million out of your own pocket. You get to say that you are the king of American Samoa.
It was funny, for $200 million more dollars, he could have, that would have been American Samoa's complete GDP. He could have literally bought the country.
Yeah, he can. He can
buy American Samoa if he wanted.
He still can. Now that they know, now that he knows that the voters out there like him, but that's the only thing he won on Super Tuesday. And how about Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren in her own home state, in her own home Commonwealth of Massachusetts? Not only didn't she win, she didn't come in second. She came in third. She lost to Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders in her own home state in Massachusetts. What does that tell you? You know, you go back to the very controversial 2000 election with George W. Bush and Al Gore. Remember Al Gore thought he won? Remember the whole situation in Florida with the dangling chads and the senior citizens not knowing who they voted for and such? Al Gore lost his own home state in 2000. He lost Tennessee. If he had won his own home state, he would have beaten George W. Bush.
Yeah.
But he couldn't win his own home state. What does that tell you when someone running for national office can't win their home state? And with Elizabeth Warren's situation, the senator in Massachusetts, she couldn't even come in second. She came in third.
But that's what happens when you get into politics and you want to run for president. You're more exposed now and more of your past comes out. They see more of your personality. Like with Elizabeth Warren, they had the whole ordeal where she told voters that Bernie Sanders didn't think a woman could become president, but that blew up in her face. It seems like the harder she tried and the more she got exposed, people start to see her for who she really is. And that's one of the consequences of running for president. People are going to dig into your past and everything and try to figure it out.
Well, Coleman, after a very disappointing Super Tuesday, Elizabeth Warren said she will bounce back, but she did not say how. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Good morning, here on Bayou 95.7.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. The John Osterlin Morning Show. And we switched a few things around. And now is the time every morning where we're going to tell you, we're going to do our segment, our Today in History segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
March 4th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1966, John Lennon sparked his first major controversy. He did an interview with the press over in London, England, and this is when he said that the Beatles were bigger than Jesus. Well, he was telling a joke, because today in 1966, the Beatles had already changed the world, at least the way they looked at music. And a bunch of people didn't like that joke. Again, John Lennon said he was just telling a joke, but here in the United States, especially here in the South, people were burning Beatles albums. They said, how dare you say you're bigger than Jesus? And then he had to come out and say, well, no, we're not. It was a joke. Some people didn't like that joke. March 4th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 2005. Martha Stewart was released from prison. The rich television personality, Martha Stewart, the billionaire mogul, she was released from a federal prison in West Virginia after serving 5 months for lying about her sale of some stock back in 2001.
That's hardcore gangster right there.
Yeah, she's got street credibility after that. Coleman. And after she was released from that prison, she flew on a charter jet from West Virginia into New York, where she would serve out the remaining 5 months on home confinement on her 153-acre Bedford, New York estate. Boy, we all wouldn't mind being confined to a place like that, huh? March 4th.
Why today doesn't suck.
It was today in 2003, according to an article published in Vanity Fair magazine, that rag, Michael Jackson paid a witch doctor to put a curse on Steven Spielberg and his partners at DreamWorks. I guess Michael Jackson wasn't too happy with the way with the way he was treated.
Well, the curse worked because look what happened in Nashville, Tennessee with his daughter.
Well, not only that, Coleman, and we talked about it yesterday on the show, Steven Spielberg's daughter, her name's Michaela, she's got into the movie business too, but not like her father. She got into the porn business. She's an adult entertainer in pornography, and then she was arrested over the weekend for domestic assault on the person that she was, the man that she was hanging out with at her house in Nashville, Tennessee. But anyways, Michael Jackson did put that curse on DreamWorks' Steven Spielberg, along with one of his partners, David Geffen. And finally, March 4th.
Why today doesn't suck.
It was today in 1977, The Clash's first album, one of my favorite bands, was released only in England, only in the United Kingdom. They didn't release that first album until 2 years later here in America in 1979. I don't know what the record company was thinking, but The Clash went on to become one of the most game-changing bands, one of the most important bands in rock and roll.
That was the exploratory album first, then they released it 2 years later.
Mm. And that's our segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Hey, coming up, since today's Wednesday, we have a new segment on our show. It's called West Bank Wednesday. About some of the things that hope happen over there on the West Bank. And wait till you hear this one coming up on West Bank Wednesday. Stay tuned for that here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. Always try to learn something. Especially as we grow older, you never get too old to learn new things, right? And right. I'll try to bring that knowledge to you if you listen to this radio show. I just found out what a demisexual is.
A demisexual?
A demisexual. Demisexual, demisexual, demisexual. I was just reading this story about this woman. And she said when she was growing up, all of her friends talked about having a celebrity crush who they thought were hot. And she said she went along with it, but she didn't understand how they felt. She said she never looked at a famous person or a friend or a stranger and thought, wow, you're sexy. Never. And then as she grew older, she realized she only became attracted to people after she got to know their personality. And then she became attracted to them.
Yeah, that's chemistry.
But isn't that something? I mean, how many strangers do you, and me, if I'm walking down the street and I see an attractive woman, I've never met her before, and I say, wow, she's hot. You look at models in Victoria's Secret catalogs or magazines or wherever, you wow, she's hot. So I guess I'm not a demisexual.
No, you're not at all.
No. It's something how you learn these things. I never knew anything like that. I mean,
can't wait for you to find out what a pansexual is. That's going to blow your mind.
You know, after I learned what a demisexual is, Coleman, I did find out what a pansexual is. A pansexual, they're basically attracted to anybody. Right. They'll do sex with anybody.
That's the exact opposite of a demisexual.
Yeah. A pansexual or an omnisexual is the sexual, romantic, or emotional attraction towards people, regardless of their sex or gender identity.
Right, as long as they're a person, they're good to go.
Yeah, they'll do sex with anybody. Gah, 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 pansexual, gah. They're gender blind. So, Look at that. We learned we learned something on the show today. Coming up, since today's Wednesday, we're gonna start something called West Bank Wednesday. Because Coleman, you live over on the West Bank, and there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens over there.
Yes, there is.
So stay tuned for that. And the Pelicans lost a game last night that they never should have lost. They lost to an awful team here in New Orleans. As bright as the future looks with Zion and the other young talent and the new general manager, they desperately need a new head coach. They have to fire the head coach that knows nothing about defense, Alvin Gentry. Stay tuned for that coming up as well. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So baseball season is about 3 weeks away. They're in spring training now. And the Houston Astros, they're going to have some season because we all know that they cheated to win the 2017 World Series using electronics, using technology to steal signs. That's the biggest difference because they've been stealing signs for over 100 years in baseball. But they set up a camera in center field. They set up a monitor right next to the dugout. And then they were banging on garbage cans when they knew an off-speed pitch was coming. And so they cheated to win the 2017 World Series. That's what Major League Baseball found out. But in my opinion, and many others, they also cheated in 2018. And they cheated in 2019. The Boston Red Sox cheated in 2018 and 2019 because they got the bench coach, one of the leaders of the Houston Astros, cheating to be their manager. And he's since lost his job as well. And the Houston Astros manager at the time and the general manager at the time, they were first suspended by Major League Baseball for 1 year. But they didn't even get a chance to serve that suspension because the owner of the Astros fired both of those guys. But nothing can happen to any of the players who cheated because of their strong union and the collective bargaining agreement they have. So nothing can happen, not even a slap on the wrist. And they're defiant. There was one day where they apologized, but then they said, that's it. They've never admitted to cheating for 3 years. Not just one, but they've cheated for 3 years. And they're arrogant about it. And so now, wherever they go in spring training, the heckling fans are getting to them. Yesterday, they were getting under the Astros' skin. In my opinion, everywhere they play this year, there should be fans of the other team who show up with garbage cans and just bang on them. But they nothing can happen to these guys because the baseball union is so strong.
But they do have a very strong PR team because this season they have shirts made that said hate us with the Houston Astros logo as the H. Then the rest of the shirt says hate us. Basically, they're embracing it.
That's their attitude.
They're like, come on, bring it. Hate us.
That's why the fans, they're basically bragging about cheating. That's why every baseball fan in America should be saying stuff about them, should be giving them crap. And I know here in New Orleans, the Houston Astros are the majority of people around here's favorite baseball team because they're
I'm
so
not
close.
In that majority. I know.
You used to work on a radio station that had to run their games, and you hated it when the games went into extra innings, and you had to go to the bathroom. And I get it. I get that whole thing, Coleman. So, but just the audacity of the players with those shirts, and they're basically like, "Yeah, we cheated. Nothing happened to us. We got away with it." And they're giving us the double-barreled salute. Boy, I hope everywhere they go, the fans get under their skin, and I want to hear garbage cans banging at every road game that they play in this year. I mean, because other than that, they're showing you can cheat and get away with it.
Check it out. This year, let's go to Vegas. Let's bet on how many zingers they're going to take to the face throughout the season. Well, I know there's got to be something.
Well, I don't know about the face, but they've already begun getting hit a lot in spring training, and it's something else. And I think with their attitude, they deserve that. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. John Osterlund here with you. Good morning. So the Pelicans, when they were giving us so much hope, got this great young team. Zion Williamson is finally healthy, winning some games. And then last night, the 17-win and 42-loss Minnesota Timberwolves come to town, and they whooped the Pelicans. They beat us 139-134. You cannot lose to it. Minnesota had lost 20 out of their last 22 games, playing without their best player. And they come in here and the Pelicans played absolutely zero defense. They put no effort in on defense. As a matter of fact, the New Orleans Pelicans play defense the way Latuita Cantrell runs the city of New Orleans. And I think it's just another example of how this team needs a new head coach. This new general manager, David Griffin, has done, in my opinion, everything right except for one thing. I mean, he's building a great young team, and the team still has several draft picks coming up. And the way Zion Williamson is playing, he's the talk of the NBA. He's putting up numbers that no teenager has ever put up before. I mean, it's incredible what he's doing. Brandon Ingram is an all-star. He's one of the guys we got for Anthony Davis. He's playing great. Josh Reddick, J.J. Reddick, one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA, although he's injured right now. He's out for a couple of weeks. Lonzo Ball, we got him in the Anthony Davis trade. He's playing great right now. The team, Drew Holiday, I'm still kind of 50-50 on him. But the team has a great young base. The future looks bright. But Alvin Gentry is a career loser. He's never put an emphasis on defense ever. He's been paid millions of dollars in the NBA for losing. He's got a career losing record. He's never won. And it's time for him to go. And I think they need to get a coach that puts at least a little bit of emphasis on defense.
I think he's starting to come around. If you heard in the last sports break that we just aired, he said it himself. He's saying we're not guarding enough. We're not blocking shots. So I think he's starting to come around because when's the last time you've seen a Pelicans game that the opposing team scored less than 100 points, man? They always in some high score.
Well, Coleman,
game.
It's not that. They give up so many points, and so many of the baskets they give up are uncontested layups,
right.
Uncontested slam dunks. Nobody helps anybody out on defense. He is an offensive coach. He believes his methodology is shoot as many times as you can, shoot as fast as you can in the 24-second clock, and then that's how he thinks he's going to win games. You know, you have to play some defense in the NBA, and this guy historically has never, and they got to move on. They got a great young nucleus here, and they're going to be adding to that. They got a new general manager. It's time for a new head coach. There's no doubt about that. Coming up next on the show, we're going to do something called West Bank Wednesday. Stay tuned for that because some crazy things happen over there on the West Bank. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here. And we used to do our Today in History segment, Why Today Doesn't Suck, at this particular time. But we now do that at 6:05. So that's where that is, just tweaking a few things around here. And since today's Wednesday, I want to do a new segment on the show called West Bank Wednesday, because a lot of crazy stuff happens over there across the bridge on the West Bank.
Okay, you have to pretend I made up some cool music and sound effects to introduce West Bank Wednesday. We're working on it. West Bank Wednesday.
Well, that's where you live, Coleman.
Yeah,
you're a West Banker, And I saw this story, and there was irony in this particular story. Three teachers from John Errett High School over there in Marrero on the West Bank were told to stay away from the campus because they just got back into the country and they traveled to countries that have the coronavirus. What's interesting about this and why this is a West Bank Wednesday story is because these three teachers left New Orleans to get away from Mardi Gras. You know, and during Mardi Gras, I remember the last couple of weeks on the show, I had mentioned a couple of times that I know people from New Orleans, obviously, who absolutely love Mardi Gras. They go to every parade they possibly can, and then they want to, and those people just enjoy the history, and I get the history, and those people love it all, and a lot of those people love the beverages that go along with...
I'm standing right here, John.
...going to every Mardi Gras parade that they possibly can. But then I know some people here from the New Orleans area who despise Mardi Gras. They hate it. They say, I can't wait till this ridiculousness gets over. And so these three teachers evidently fall in that latter category. And so they wanted to get away from New Orleans and they want because of Mardi Gras, and they end up... In countries that have the coronavirus. So when they came back here, they've been told to stay away from John Errett High School, the campus over there, until they are cleared and they make sure that they don't have the coronavirus.
You know what's really interesting about this story? You know, a lot of people complain about how much teachers get paid, but I can't afford to leave the country at a whim like that. How much are these teachers getting paid where they can actually afford to leave the country during Mardi Gras?
Well, that's a good question, Colby. Yeah. And I have a couple of numbers for you when it comes to the coronavirus. Because over the last couple of days on the show, I've asked you, are you as freaked out about the coronavirus as the American media is? Because I'm not. And I've always said every couple of years there's something, whether it's the swine flu, Ebola, we can go on and on, but every couple of years it seems like there's something that freaks people out in this country. And right now it happens to be the coronavirus. But as of right now, there's about 90,000 cases that we know about worldwide of the coronavirus. 80,000 of them are in China. Okay, now remember that number. The regular old flu here in America, every year there are 9 million to 45 million cases of the flu. Every year there are anywhere in between 12,000 and 60,000 deaths per year because of the old American flu. That's just in the United States. So why are so many people freaking out about the coronavirus when I just gave you those numbers? We should be freaking out more about the American flu, right?
Media overhype, media sensationalization, maybe? That's the only thing I could think of. I mean, we were just talking about yesterday how they want to play a final game in an empty arena because of this flu.
Well, the NCAA basketball tournament is coming up, Coleman, and they're talking about, and the women's NCAA Final Four is here in New Orleans in the Superdome, and they've actually talked about playing it in empty arena, in an empty Superdome, and they've been talking on both the men's and the women's side about playing the NCAA basketball tournament in empty arenas. It's not even close when it comes to the regular old, good old American flu with how dangerous that is and how many more people that kills than we've seen with the coronavirus. But I just thought this was some story about how three teachers at John Errett High School over there in Marrero on the West Bank, they wanted to get out of New Orleans because they wanted to get away from Mardi Gras. And then they end up in countries that have the coronavirus and they come back here and they're told to stay off campus.
I wonder what they teach to have enough money to go abroad.
That's our West Bank Wednesday story.
Special effects and music, West Bank Wednesday.
Yeah, for today here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Have you ever been somewhere in public, in a public place, a restaurant or a store, and someone just started going nuts? someone started going berserk?
Yeah.
What do you do in that situation, Coleman? Do you just stay away, or do you try to help out the situation and get involved?
It depends. Then sometimes I've seen people flip out, and I didn't want to get involved, so I stayed and I witnessed and I watched. And there's other times where I could see they clearly needed some kind of help, or they might cause a danger to somebody or somebody else, and I try to intervene.
I'm watching a video right now, and we just put it up on our website, Bayou957.com. A woman in a restaurant, evidently she didn't like her sandwich, even though she ate half of it, and she tried to return it. And the owner said, no, you ate half of this sandwich. The woman just lost it, dude. She is attacking the owner, hitting him with a broom, throwing chairs at him. She is going berserk.
Okay, in a situation like that, no, I'm not helping. I'm completely standing back and watching. I do not want to get involved because I thought you meant like berserk as, you know, Tourette's or something like that.
No, she tried returning two sandwiches and the French fries, and both of the two sandwiches were half eaten and a bunch of the fries were gone. And so the owner of the restaurant said, look, our policy is if you have a complaint, if we make a mistake, we'll gladly replace it. But we need the sandwich back for us to replace the whole sandwich. You can't return half a sandwich, say, give me my money back. And then when he says no, she's just destroying this restaurant. This happened in Stockton, California. And she left the restaurant, and the police went to her house and arrested her. 44-year-old Monique Collins was not having a good day in Philly Cheesesteak. It's a restaurant in Stockton, California. And if you want to see this woman lose her mind and go crazy, go check out the video right now. It's on our website at Bayou957.com. Bayou95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here. Do you watch much television? Are you a Better Call Saul fan? Coleman, you like that show, Better Call Saul?
Yeah, I'm catching up with it, though.
The spinoff from Breaking Bad. It's a really good show, and they've picked up the latest season, and it's pretty entertaining. I don't want to say much because I don't know if you're listening, how much you've watched, or if you're recording it and you're going to watch it later, but the show has picked up its pace, and it's been pretty entertaining the last few weeks. Do you know what show has become a reality hit on the Fox network, television network? A show about Legos. It's called Lego Masters.
I've seen the commercials.
And evidently, I've never seen the show, but evidently people like it. And I was just reading a little bit about it. It's doing well in the ratings. But there's this guy, and he gave up his career as a lawyer to do Lego art. His name is Nathan Sawaya.
Great young man.
You won't see Nathan Sawaya's face on Lego Masters, but his Lego creations are valuable co-stars of that new reality TV show. You see some of his, he's made art with Legos, and I guess they show some of that art on the television show. He's a consulting producer, but he's also a world-renowned Lego artist. Listen to this. He used to be a corporate lawyer in New York City, and he used to make a huge six-figure salary.
Cha-ching!
And he said, yeah, the money was great, but I wasn't loving the work. Can you imagine that? You go to college, you go to all of those years of law school, then you make it in corporate law, and you're making big bags of money, piles of money, and you realize you just don't like it?
I can completely imagine that, yes.
But wouldn't the money you're making make all of those other feelings subside?
It depends on the risk. I'm quite sure he makes more money now as an executive producer of a show that he actually loves than he did as a lawyer, right?
Well, he's a consulting producer.
Yeah.
But he makes his money doing Lego art, making art pieces out of Legos, something that we all played with as children, something that your children probably play with. So he left his job as a big money lawyer because it was giving him a headache, and he started making art with Legos, and people started buying his art, and now he's gotten rich.
Exactly. So his risk paid off.
He's gotten rich playing with a children's toy. He's gotten rich playing with Legos, things that sometimes we'll step on when it's dark in our houses and we don't have our shoes or slippers on. Ow! Ow, Jesus! You gotta leave those Legos out? But that's some story, and I don't think I'm gonna watch this television show, but the story of this guy who left his huge paying lawyer gig, and now he's making piles of money playing with kids' toys, playing with Legos.
He should have been a YouTuber then. I heard that's where the big money is when it comes to playing with children's toys. Well,
and it's called art, and I'm sure you could find some of this guy. His name is on YouTube. His name is Nathan Sawaya, and he is a Lego artist. He's big time here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. You know, there are some people out there that just can't handle alcohol, and we know that, and that's why a lot of people don't drink, because they can't handle it. But alcohol being legal here in the United States, it always makes me, when I read stories like I'm about to tell you, it always makes me think to myself, if this guy was sober, this would not have happened. Lawyer skips out on strip club tab, tries to escape via train tunnel. Now remember, he's a lawyer, and he refused to pay for his pricey private lap dance at a strip club. And so they called the cops, and so he ran out, and he led cops on a foot chase through a train tunnel. 38-year-old Dylan Vinzant.
Great young man.
Well, he's a lawyer. Remember, he's a lawyer. He stormed out of the Sunset Strip Gentlemen's Club in Portland, Oregon the other night after refusing to pay in excess of $200 for a private 15-minute lap dance.
Oh, I'm with him on that. $200 for 15 minutes?
I guess that's what he agreed on, Coleman, but then when she gave him the bill, it was more than $200. Quote, he went in there and agreed to pay over $200 for a 15-minute dance, according to the police report I've got right here. But at the end of the dance, he decided he wasn't going to pay. He told the dancer, quote, I'm not going to pay you, and then he took off on foot. Remember, he's a lawyer, so this guy is not a dumb guy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did really well in high school.
Right.
Did well in four-year college, and then he wanted to be a lawyer, so he went out to law school, and he got his law degree. And I'm thinking to myself, if this guy was just drinking Coca-Cola or Diet Coke or Coke Zero, whatever,
mm-hmm.
chances are he wouldn't have gotten himself in this particular situation right here.
Have you ever had poor customer service before, John?
I have.
All right. Have you ever been to a concert and the lead singer was kind of off it and you demanded a refund after the concert? Well, have you heard of people doing that? Like they agreed to pay for this ticket to a concert, then they go see the concert. The concert was horrible and they're like, you know what? I didn't like the show. Can I have my money back?
Yeah, but that's a little bit different than being in a strip club, going into the back room and after you already made a deal with the stripper and then all of a sudden she's done and you say, you know what? I'm not really satisfied. Forget everything.
Yeah,
even though I'm a lawyer. Forget everything I said.
If I'm paying $200 for a dance, you better dance your ass off. If she gets back there and doesn't have any rhythm, or she's dancing off beat, or she's clumsy and she tripped over her stiletto and hit her head, I would like my money back, because that was not an appealing dance. He may have a point, is what I'm saying.
All right. Well, anyways, now this lawyer has got himself, he needs a lawyer because of this.
He's going to represent himself in the court of law.
Would have been much easier if he just paid the whatever the over $200 were. Some of these strip places are expensive, huh? That's a lot of money for 15 minutes.
Yeah, and this bad location next to a train tunnel. It couldn't have been a good strip club.
And he didn't get very far. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And earlier in the show, we were talking about a video that I was watching that I couldn't believe what I was seeing with my own two eyes. We put it on our on the station's website, Bayou957.com. Check it out. I just put that on our station's Facebook page as well. This woman went absolutely ballistic the other night. She tried to return two half-eaten sandwiches at a restaurant called Philly Cheesesteak in Stockton, California. And she tried returning the two half-eaten sandwiches along with some of the French fries that were left. And she ate a bunch of those, too. And the restaurant owner said, what are you doing? You ate half of these, and there's hardly any fries here left. No, you can't return this. She went berserk. She attacks the restaurant owner, throwing chairs at him, hitting him with a broom. And then the restaurant owner comes back, and he's got a weapon. And if you haven't seen this video yet, again, it's on our website, bayou957.com, and it's also on our radio station's Facebook page. Be a part of our radio station on the Facebook. What would make, whenever I see something like this, Coleman, I always say there must be other things in this woman's life that aren't going right, because you can't just lose your mind like she did here. And then she left. I guess they got her license plate, and then the cops showed up at her house not long after, and they arrested the woman.
It's the theory of the straw that broke the camel's back. So maybe she had a rough day, and that was just the final straw, and she just couldn't take it anymore, and just...
Yeah, her name's Monica, or Monique Collins, and she was arrested. And, I mean, you know, your life can't be going well if that's how you act in a restaurant after you eat half of a sandwich and whoever you were with ate half of their sandwich. You ate a bunch of the French fries, and then you bring them back up to the owner and saying, I want my money back. No, I mean, I think one bite, maybe the owner. And the owner said, if there was something wrong, we would have done something, but we would have you know, made her a new one or given her money back. But this is a half-eaten stuff. You know, I've always said that about road rage people. You know, people go berserk in their cars if someone cuts them off or if someone does something. And there's a psychological aspect to that. Doctors will tell you people feel safer in their vehicles because they've got all of that metal around them, all of that tin around them, and they act in their cars in a way that they would never act outside of their cars.
That's the same psychology of keyboard warriors. Since they're behind the screen and they're typing out however they feel online, they feel that extra added protection, and they have bigger testicles when they have these little moments of outrage.
Yeah. Yeah, while they're sitting there in their underwear and somebody's attic or wherever the case may be, just typing away.
But I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I think she just had a bad day that day, and the sandwich probably wasn't up to her standards, and she was debating whether or not she wanted to ask for money back, and then halfway through she said, you know what, I really don't like the meal, I might as well try to get my money back, and that's what happened.
You know, this is when we used to be able to say, boy, this woman's crazy, but now, you know, she must have some sort of mental illness. I mean, because to act like that, like she's acting in this restaurant, you can't imagine any human being acting like that. You know, and if she tries something like that here in New Orleans, you know, much like that guy, the lawyer we just talked about out in Portland, Oregon, who went into a strip club and he agreed to pay over $200 for a lap dance in the champagne room. But then after he got the 15-minute lap dance, he said, you know what? No, I'm not going to pay. And he ran out the front door. And he ran onto some train tracks, and the cops ended up catching him. I mean, he was a lawyer. I mean, if you tried that in a New Orleans strip joint.
Oh, no.
I don't even think that you'd make it to the cops getting to you. There's a chance you'd get shot or beat up before you make it outside the door here in New Orleans.
You'll get stabbed with the heel of a stiletto.
And I'm thinking the same way. And if you're in a restaurant, a fast food place here in New Orleans, and you start acting like this woman acted.
I guarantee you chicken and watermelon doesn't have those type of problems.
Ah, no one would act like that in the great restaurant Chicken and Watermelon on South Claiborne Avenue. Coleman, I think you're right about that. So if you haven't seen that video, check it out. It's on our website at bayou957.com, and we also put it on our radio station's Facebook page. Coming up on the show, I will tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. John Osterlin here with you, and the official band of our radio show is the Ass Clowns. And we just did a song parodying that song that you just heard. It's because I say it a little bit different. Baby, when I think about you, I think about sex. Darling, don't wanna live without you and your sex. And I dream about doing it yesterday and today. I want you a week from Tuesday and all day, every day. I feel like doing. I feel like doing sex. I feel like doing sex. I feel like doing sex. Feel like doing sex with you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. John Osterlin here with you. Oh, we're just past 8:35, a little bit late this morning. Running late! But this is the time of the show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Woman discovers plant she's been watering for 2 years is actually plastic. This story has gone viral. This story is everywhere. This woman, and her name is Kaylee Wilkes, shared this story, her personal story, on her Facebook page, where she wrote, and I'm quoting, "I've had this beautiful succulent for about 2 years now. I was so proud of this plant. It was full, beautiful coloring, just an overall perfect plant. I had it up in my kitchen window. I had a watering plan for it. If someone else tried to water my succulent, I would get so defensive because I just wanted to keep good care of it. I absolutely loved my succulent. Unfortunately, when she decided to transplant the plant to a new vase or vase, she made a shocking discovery. Quote, I go to pull it from the original plastic container it was purchased with to learn this plant was fake. I put so much love into this plant! Exclamation point. I washed its leaves, tried my hardest to keep it looking its best, and it's completely plastic. How did I not know this? I pull it from the container, it's sitting on my styrofoam with sand glued to the top. This woman's a stay-at-home mom. She shared photos of the plant with that post on her Facebook page. And I'll be honest with you, from the pictures, the plant does look kind of real, at least from the top. Once it's pulled from the container, though, it's clearly not alive. Quote, I feel like these last 2 years have been a lie, she concluded.
Well, I'll tell you what, she's never probably been to some plastic food at a grandma's house like I have. There's been plenty of times that the grapes on the windowsill look excellent. I tried to pick one and nothing but air and plastic.
How about that, Coleman? So, the woman who discovered the plant she's been watering for 2 years is actually plastic. And her Facebook post about it that went viral, that made many, many newspapers as well, is the dumbest thing I read all morning. Coming up next, I will tell you what I learned on the radio show this morning. I actually learned something. That's next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And here's a new segment that we're going to do in the back end of the radio show. It's called Here's What I Learned Today on the Show.
Once again, pretending there's some imagery that goes along with it.
Yeah. Well, here's what I learned on the show today. I learned what a demisexual is. It has nothing to do with Demi or Demi Moore or Demi Lovato. A demisexual is a person who is not attracted to someone until they get to know their personality.
That's crazy how they named that, because demi means half, so I thought it was somebody that was half attracted to people.
No, but I never heard that before. A demisexual. This woman said that from when she was small and even when she was in high school, like when her friend said they had a crush on somebody, she said, not me. And I never, you know, whatever. And she didn't actually like someone or want someone physically until she knew and then liked their personality.
Yeah.
So that is the definition of a demisexual. You know, just when you thought you knew it all, and then you asked me if I knew what a pansexual was, mm-hmm. and I said, yeah, that I knew. A pansexual, they do sex with everybody.
Okay, last one.
God, they do sex with the same sex, the opposite sex, maybe people that are a little bit of both. They do sex with everybody.
How about a sociosexual? Have you ever heard of that one?
That sounds like sex with yourself.
No, a sociosexual is somebody that's attracted to people with intelligence, like they're attracted to smart people.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, in all of these years, I always thought, look, there was heterosexual,
mm-hmm.
there was homosexual, and then there was some that liked a little bit of both, there was bisexual. But as we sit here in the year 2020, that's just scratching the surface. Evidently, there's so many more types of sexuals out there. But that's what I learned on my radio show this morning. I learned what a demisexual is. Our commercial free ride is now here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.